This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, Custard Comedy at Combaton Sports and Arts has been a feature on their calendar for many years now. And earlier on this afternoon, Rob Coleman, who's the promoter for Custard Comedy, popped into the studio and had a chat. I started by asking Rob the history behind Custard Comedy.
Well, I first started Custard Comedy almost 10 years ago.
Right.
I didn't mean to. I went to Combaton Sports and Arts to teach a spin class, believe it or not. And there I met Richard Brown, who I'd known from years back when we were promoting bands at the boat race, back in the good old days. And he said, "Hey, Rob, what are you doing these days?" I said, "I'm doing comedy." "Oh," he said, "do you want to run a night here?" And I said, "Not really, but I'll do it anyway." And 9 years on, here we are, running nights every second Friday in Combaton, and it's going very well.
It is going. You've had some big names in the past, well, and big names coming up, but you do seem to attract the big names.
Well, I mean, we try and get names that are on the up, if you like. So people like Sean Walsh, Shelby Lyons, who people would never have heard of at the time, now household names. Gary Lane is another one. Angela Barnes we had quite recently. People love coming to Combaton because it's a bit different from your shouty, heckly, horrible London clubs and what have you. People are lovely, they respect the art, they respect the artist, and everyone has a good time.
Yeah. Now, you as we were saying, it's a charity event. It's been running as a charity event for some time now. Directly supporting the school?
Directly supports the sports and arts side of things. What we try and do is that all the profit we make goes into the sports and arts department, particularly the arts if we can, because obviously given comedy is an art. Yeah. And we say to the people who run it, right, we would like to raise money for a such and such. What do you want to raise money for? And then hopefully the money we raise helps towards that target.
Okay, and I'm guessing over the past years you've raised some fair old sums.
We've raised a few thousand, it's gone all right. Yeah, I mean, particularly since the summer when the whole ethos of the event slightly more changed, that became much more charity inclined. We'd had a lot of volunteers said, yes, we love the night, so we'll carry on doing it, which was brilliant. So we've done all right for the school, I think, right? Particularly the sports and arts side of things.
Right, it's a different way of doing it rather than doing a charity cake bake or something. Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Let's have a laugh. I don't know, do they laugh in charity cake bakes? I'm not sure.
They might do. Now, you mentioned you got this 10th anniversary coming up, and you got some big plans for that. But you've also been telling me that volunteers is an issue, is it?
Yeah, our 10th anniversary gig is March the 8th, 2019. And we're currently in plans to spend a lot more on the budget than we normally will, which is quite frightening. Mm. But hopefully in return get some big names, which is fantastic. It'll be 10 years. I'm really proud of the fact we will have made 10 years. But inevitably, these sort of events take their toll on people. Mm. Although it's a lovely thing to do, you're in there from 5 p.m. till maybe 1:30, 2 o'clock the next morning, setting up, taking down, checking the acts were right, serving behind the bar and so on and so forth. And it's a lot of graft. It's great fun. The comedy, you get a free comedy out of it. It's clearly a lot of fun, but it's hard graft as well. And it's taking its toll. And we need more volunteers, if we can, please, to keep the numbers up and help let's have another 10 years out of Custard Comedy at Combaton.
Okay, so if people are interested in getting involved, what sort of age range and what sort of commitment are you looking for?
Need to be 18 plus, clearly, because it's an adult event. There's some of the comics are quite potty mouthed, so we can't have any under 18s, unfortunately. Other than that, if you would turn up, say, at 4 o'clock on the afternoon of the gig, and you'd be away by, say, 1:30 the following morning, that would be it. That's all we need from you.
That's okay, isn't it? That's doable.
And if you wanted to get involved in other aspects of it, like accounting or admin and so on, we'd love to have that too. But obviously, the core, the really hard graft is putting the tables out and the chairs out and what have you on the day.
Yes, but the people on the night.
Exactly,
yeah.
But you get a free comedy night. And we pay some expenses, so what's not to like?
That's very good. All right. Tell us about the next couple of gigs you've got coming up, because as you say, these are regular events. What's up next?
Yeah, actually, tonight we're in Bourne, the Willow Tree in Bourne, which is just my favourite little gig. Have you ever been to Willow Tree?
I know the Willow Tree in Bourne very well.
Do you? That sounds quite
worryingly
ominous, actually.
Yes.
Okay. You're clearly richer than you look. We do it in the teepee.
Right.
At the back, 40 people in, and you've got Willow Tree with the festoon lights and so on. I mean, it's like today when it's glorious weather. Mm. It's just the nicest place in the world to have a gig. It's brilliant. Then we're at Combaton Friday week, and then we are Willingham end of June, back in Combaton in June, and then we're in Devon, which probably is no use to you lot to know, but anyway, you get all over the place. We do about 50 shows a year all over Cams.
Oh, my goodness.
And, I perform myself as well, and it's just the best fun in the world. When you have a good night, there is no feeling like it in the entire world.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, it must be so... You really are exposing yourself, aren't you?
Not literally.
No, not literally. I suppose that might get a laugh.
That's a whole other sort of shouting, right?
But yeah, you are. I've always admired stand-ups and any form of comedian for the way they do that, because you are really taking quite a risk at standing up in front of people and assuming they're going to laugh.
It's ridiculous, because who in their right minds wants to stand up and make strangers laugh? I mean, my first 100 gigs I did, I used to go home and cry every night because I was just having horrible times and it was hateful and I hated doing it, but... My ego was such that I really wanted to fight through it and get to the point where I could make people laugh more often than not. I'm just about there now, 10 years on.
10 years later.
Yeah. It takes its time, I tell you.
I can imagine. So, yeah. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that, Rob?
Best way to do that is to go up to me by email, and I'm on robcoleman100@gmail.com. Okay. Tell me what they're interested in, and we'll see if we can get them on board.
Okay, well, if you're driving along in your car and you can't write that down, then just send us a text here in the studio, and I'll text you back with that. But, Rob, thank you for that.
Pleasure.
Lovely to meet you this afternoon. You're heading back to Combaton now.
Yeah, we're going to work first meeting for the plans for next year.
Wow.
And then off to Bournemouth gig tonight. It's going to be good.
Excellent. Well, it's been lovely for you to stop by. Thank you very much indeed. It's been lovely to meet you. And good luck with Custard Comedy.
Thanks a lot. Take care, Neil.
Rob Coleman. Yeah, I'd really lovely to meet Rob Coleman. And don't forget, tonight at the Willow Tree in Bourne, they'll be in the TP out the back. Very nice too.